Now, I know if you've been listening to the program for a while, you would have heard me talk about Coast Trek before. You would have heard me groan about the time I did some version of it and the impact it had on my knees. However, many of you were very generous at the time and we helped raise a fair bit of money because Coast Trek is an annual walk to raise money for the Fred Hollows Foundation. It's held in Sydney. Well, it has been up until now. For the first time, 1,200 trekkers completed a Melbourne Coast Trek through the Mornington Peninsula, raising $1.2 million. That was just a week or two ago. In 2016, the Sydney Coast Trek is adding a new route, a new walk. It's a little shorter than the usual, and can I say somewhat gruelling, 55-kilometre trek. Di Westaway is the CEO of Wild Women on Top. She's the driving force behind Coast Trek. Di, welcome back to breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
And congratulations on the first Melbourne Coast Trek. Sounds like you had a terrific response to that.
We had a terrific response. Melbourne loved it. We had thousands of women out there trekking and raising money to restore sight. So it was very cool to be part of that, nearly $10 million now since we began our event.
And what was the Melbourne route and how did you choose it?
We chose it because we were looking for a stunningly beautiful route that had cappuccinos on the way. As you know, women like to walk and talk and have a coffee.
So stop on the way and have a coffee. I didn't do that.
Absolutely. Well, you can do that with the new Sydney walk now. It starts at Long Reef and goes to Balmoral and it goes via North Head through Manly, so you get a decent cappuccino and a beautiful walk, stunning North Head views.
Now, this new 30-kilometre trek that you've added into the Sydney Coast Trek for next year, currently, what's the option?
Okay, you can do a 55-kilometre, which goes all the way from Palm Beach to Balmoral, or 50K from Coogee to Balmoral.
Okay, so the 30K trek, you make that sound like that's a bit of a snack. It's still a very, very long way, Di.
Well, it's 30 kilometres, but it's not. There's no soft sand. You'll be happy to know that, Fran.
I am happy to know that.
Your knees will like that, Fran. No soft sand, and it's more on firm surfaces. There's a little bit of bush, but particularly beautiful. Like, it's the stunning scenery. We call it the best of, the jewel in the crown, I guess.
So why have you added this? Is the feedback, because it keeps growing exponentially. It started off with, a few hundred walkers?
Yes.
5 years ago?
Well, it was about 150, actually, the first year we did it, but we made them walk 126 kilometres because we weren't very good at mapping, but we've got better. There's a lot more demand.
How many walkers last year?
So last year in Sydney we had 3,000. I think over 3,000.
If you offer them a shorter walk, do you expect an exponential growth in sign-ups?
Yes. We want to reach out to more women because we love to get women walking in nature. We think it's really good for them. It gets them fit. We see it as fitness delivered differently. So you don't need to go to the gym. You just have to go out walking with your friends. So the other thing is that you can trek to restore sight. So with this walk, as well as your walking, you're raising money to change lives in a really incredible way through the Fred Hollows Foundation.
It is a really fabulous thing. How much money did you raise in last year's Coast Trek?
In last year's Coast Trek, we almost got to 3 million in the Sydney Coast Trek event.
That's so, with 3,000 walkers.
Yes.
And in Melbourne, just the other week?
In Melbourne, 1.2 million just 2 weeks ago.
So this is an enormous amount of money you're raising. But I think what I'm seeing here is that Di Westaway, who stands before me, she's a bit of a superhuman person. You're finally acknowledging that not everyone can walk as far as you, aren't you?
I know. Julie McCrossan's been telling me for 5 years, Di, we need a shorter walk. And I'm going, Julie, we like big goals, because we know that big goals motivate women to get out of the house and go walking. With a small goal, you're not as motivated. However, we have listened to the market and people like yourself and Julie McCrossan who are saying women don't want to walk 30 kilometres because they haven't got the time to 50. Do the training to do it. So we're listening to the market.
Yeah, no, it is a slightly more achievable goal. It's still a long way, can I tell you, Di?
you can do it, Fran.
But I think it's a terrific addition. Di, thank you very much for joining us. Now, you're here because you're just opening registrations, is that right?
Registrations are open for the 30K. The early bird closes. In fact, there's only 100 places left in the early bird price. So get in quickly. Tell your family and friends and mums and daughters to register because there's 100 more spaces for the 30K event.
All right, Di, good luck and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
It really is a terrific thing. Di Westaway, driving force behind Coast Trek. Registrations are open now. The 2016 walk is on the 4th of March. And tomorrow, it's all about raising money to restore sight. It's under the Fred Hollows auspice. And tomorrow we're going to cross live to Nepal to hear how the Fred Hollows Eye Clinics are rebuilding after the devastating earthquake earlier this year.